reason perceives it and you cannot correct it. There is no mistake in it, there is no error in it. It is this perception which is also called intuition. Very often when we speak of intuition, what is the nature of intuition? Intuition is a perception which you cannot correct, which has no error in it. When you perceive and you say it is true. It must be true, there is no other alternative. But still it may be argued, after having established all this, it may still be argued.
And intuition power is given to human beings by God?
Yes, it is there, I mean. It's not implanted from outside, you are yourself able to see it. It is only a perception which was closed, which by this kind of a stimulation of this process which I gave you, now that closed perception is opened. And now you can see directly. Having argued this, it can still be argued that really speaking, there is really nothing but movement. All talk of stability, etc., is your mind's imposition. You are thinking, it's an imposition of your reason. You may grant that reason certainly sees only in this way, and it has got to oblige itself to perceive a stability. But it is only your fiction of the reason. Your reason is thinking like that, therefore it is there, but really speaking it's not there. It may be argued. And I am stating it because in the process of reasoning we need to confirm again and again to ask whether we are not merely deceiving ourselves or not. But once again let us see, let us examine, is it simply what my mind is imposing upon it? Or is it something else? Once again let us repeat the argument. What I see exists, is it not? What I see exists. It is an effect of something else. Therefore cause must exist. If the cause did not exist, this would not exist. If that cause was itself an effect, another cause would be existing. If it was beginningless, then this effect would have never come into existence. If it was beginningless. It must therefore have a ground, a basis. There must have. Now there is no question, once again I am repeating. There must have been a cause which is not caused. So as far as reason is concerned, you can be sure that this is the conclusion. If somebody now argues, you can say that your argument may have a ground but not on reason. You can argue now from any side, because even without reason also you can argue. Even irrationally also you can argue. But if you claim that your argument is rational, is reasonable, is based on reason, then this conclusion is inevitable. Not only that, but now we make a further proposition that even in the higher experience, we find stability. Not only from the point of reason we have come to this conclusion, but when you go behind the experience of all the movements, in an experience, you arrive in an experience of complete silence, complete stability.
From this, that the effect is always the movement and the cause of stability?
Not every cause.
Mm-hmm.
Only that cause,
so
which is not itself an effect.
So temporarily, whatever we see,
yes,
or what is the basic of what we are seeing is the effect. That's always the movement.
That's right.
What gives rise to it, as they say, the illustration of the train, moving train and elasticity. In that context, do we keep on negating all effects and causes until we come to the final stable cause?
Yes, it must be so, otherwise it cannot be. Quite true.
So in that context, the effect is always a movement.
Effect is always a movement.
And the cause is a temporary stability.
In a certain sense, but ultimately even that is a movement.
Of course.
Because it is itself an effect. Until you arrive at a cause which is not itself an effect, that is the real stability. Now, this is the conclusion of pure reason, and this is also the statement of all those who experience reality. You can experience reality at two levels. Either by sense experience or at the spiritual consciousness level. All those who experience the spiritual consciousness, they all have affirmed that there is a complete silence, complete stability.
Silence is complete stability.
Stability. Silence means
complete
what?
Silence, you see the
complete stability. Both. You can use the word interchangeably. Complete silence is what?
Mm.
Silence means stability, absolute stability. It's a permanent silence. So both from the point of view of reason and from the point of view of higher consciousness and experience, you conclude that there is a permanence. I think we should stop here today, because it's a very convenient point to stop, because I have to go further than this. It is Brahman. The Brahman is a complete silent self.
And then we need this body to go into that
state. Even without going into any kind, we are already in it. It is imperishable, it is always present. All that moves, moves in it. That not moving, all things are moving in it. You can always, if there is a weakness, you can be sure that there is a tremendous strength behind it, which is restraint. So if you can release it, it will be strong. If you concentrate on it, by concentration, all movement in the world is nothing but magic of concentration. Everything in the world is nothing but the magic of concentration. He is the one simple magic in the world. You concentrate on anything and the result will come out of it. All results are contained in concentration. What you put into your concentration, that will be the consequence.
In other words, you can say Atma Bal.
Yes, correct. But Atma Bal may be potentially present but not be manifested. So when you want to manifest it, you concentrate. So concentration by itself is not Atma Bala, but it's a process of that Bala.
So wherever the points are, one should concentrate just on those points.
That's right.
And in another way, one try to pray.
That you can concentrate on that point, you can concentrate upon connected points, you can contact the Supreme.
Okay.
Any concentration. Which concentration you should do about a particular thing will depend upon a particular case.
Okay.
But the general answer is, it is concentration.